This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena, Paul and Isaac. Thank you, Michael, for the news. This hour, we're soon going to be speaking with Jackie Turner from the Trans Justice Project. If you have a question for Jackie or any comments for us, that number is 0427 569 949. So do we have Jackie on the line, Paul?
We do indeed, yeah.
Fabulous. Jackie, it is a pleasure to have you on Saturday Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Jackie, you've recently started the Trans Justice Project. We'd love to hear a bit about your journey in setting that up and how that came to be.
Yeah, sure. So I've spent the last 2.5 years researching the anti-trans movement and watching what's happening in the US and the UK, and noticed that there was a need for an organisation in Australia to start working to push back against the influence of the anti-trans lobby as they try and set up here. So I started the Trans Justice Project in, we launched our crowdfunder in February, didn't get registered until a few months back, but we're now up and running. We got a lot of support from the community on that launch. I think there's a lot of, hunger out there for an organisation that's going to be working together with the community to push back against what's happening here right now. And we formed with a mission to build a powerful movement standing up for freedom, justice and equality for all trans and gender diverse people.
Today in Victoria, part of a suburb in Melbourne's west is experiencing increased police power. And the reason for this is there is a Nazi training session going over there and a counter protest. Nazis have been connected to the anti-trans movement for a very long time, but most recently we really saw that come to head in Victoria on the steps of our parliament. What reflections do you have about this particular ignition moment in time?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is that there's a real convergence of the different wings of the anti-trans lobby. So basically what we see is that there's elements of the far right. Obviously, in the US, we've seen Republican politicians really pushing for anti-trans bills. And we're also seeing the active involvement of white supremacist and, extreme far-right groups. But then we also have groups like trans-exclusionary radical feminists linking up together them with what's broadly termed like disinformation and conversion groups. So groups that are publishing medical disinformation with the aim of eroding trans people's access to healthcare. So I think what's interesting about this is that what we're seeing is that these three groups work very collaboratively on anti-trans action, playing different roles. And obviously in NAM, in Victoria, there's been a really increased role of Nazi and white supremacist groups in the anti-trans space. And I think it's because they see it as a route to power for them, a recruitment ground for them, since there's so much, I guess, panic and hate being stoked by the other parts of that movement that they're in. They're seeing this as a really fertile recruiting ground for them, which of course is worrying for anyone who's, not part of their in-group, right? Like, it's a threat to all minorities and obviously the rest of the LGBT community more broadly.
It's really worrying because we've got Wear It Purple Day coming up nationally, which is meant to be a moment of celebration for LGBTIQA+ young people and the community that loves and supports them. We saw around Ida Hobbit, especially in our state, enormous amount of events impacted on a local level. So this is family-friendly events, events at councils and libraries. Do you have a sense of what might be coming next month based on what we've seen over the past few months?
Look, no, I don't. It's really hard to watch happen. It's been incredible seeing the kinds of solidarity that we're seeing in the community, though, with groups like the Rainbow Community Angels, and people really wanting to get involved to stand up for these events and the right of LGBT people to come together and celebrate who we are and have events that are, catered towards us. I think that what we're seeing, though, is that this isn't going to be a small blip of action, that this is going to continue to escalate until there are interventions from the community and from government to actually curb this organising. And so, you know, I understand that there's a lot of work around anti-vilification laws to get those passed in Victoria, but also federally. But there's also work that needs to be done around working with social media companies to stop the platforming of disinformation and conspiracy theories, as well as also community interventions that, you know, can intervene in the sort of radicalisation process that many of these people who are getting involved in these anti-LGBT, anti-trans events are kind of falling down these, radical pipelines.
One of the really important pieces of work that I've seen Trans Justice Project take on is challenging media narratives that range from lazy to outright damaging. Earlier this year, there was some awful reporting done by Media Watch and a signed letter that was sent from Trans Justice Project. Can you talk us through what you think is happening in the media rooms that is leading to time and time again this really lazy reporting?
Yeah, it's a problem that we're seeing across the board at the moment, and it's partly to do with the strategy of the disinformation groups that are at work as well. So we know that disinformation, so that is information that is designed to be intentionally misleading. There are a number of organisations out there committed to publishing disinformation about trans and gender diverse people, particularly around our medical care. So what they're doing is that they want to basically undermine our right to live our lives freely and happily, undermine our rights and protections under the law, and also our access to healthcare. Unfortunately, people in the general public don't actually know a lot about trans and gender diverse communities. I think it's only 1 in 10 people who actually know someone well who is trans or gender diverse. These groups are basically preying on or exploiting that lack of familiarity that the public has with our community to be able to gain legitimacy for the disinformation and lies that they're spreading. And it seems like journalists are getting taken in by this, basically. They don't know how to spot it. You know, I think being generous that lots of journalists are publishing this sort of stuff because maybe they believe that these are legitimate organisations when they're not. And I think, like, this goes into a broader thing of, you know, the media industry isn't basically taking responsibility at the moment for doing their homework on these things. They're talking to disinformation groups, you know, and sometimes hate groups, and platforming their lives for them, which is really disappointing. What we saw on the Media Watch episode was, you know, an organisation, a program that's meant to be a media watchdog, right? Like, they're meant to be, you know, essentially the gold standard on media reporting and accountability and fairness, balance, etc. They were doing a story on a journalist at The Age who had lost her job and who had published a bunch of work around trans issues and basically legitimised her work on the program, despite me giving a range of evidence to show that a bunch of the information linked to in the articles was misleading, misinformed, had been debunked or discredited, or was straight up conspiracy theories.
Jackie, earlier you mentioned that a lot of people don't understand about the trans community. And if there's people listening in right now, what will you tell them about the trans community?
You know, we deserve to thrive. you know, I think that lots of people are coming into learning about the trans community for the first time at the moment you know, have questions. I think there's, you know, a bunch of resources online, but I think just driving home that, like anyone else, we deserve the same rights and protections as everyone else. We deserve to live our lives in freedom, and we deserve to have power over the decisions that affect our lives and healthcare. You know, a lot of the work that's happening at the moment is people speaking over us and people speaking for us. When, you know, we're right here, we can be interviewed, we can be talked to, but our stories are the stories that should matter in talking about these kinds of issues. You know, I often say that trans health should be in trans hands, and it's about, you know, when we talk about medical care, like, it's important that the trans community who gender affirming care exists for is at the centre of those discussions, and we're the ones whose lives and stories are privileged in those spaces.
Jackie, we'd love to have you on the show semi-regularly to keep up with the phenomenal work that Trans Justice Project is undertaking. But just closing out, is there anything you'd like to share about an upcoming piece of work or anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I can tease something, we're going to be releasing some work that we've been doing on tracking anti-trans hate. And looking at the growth of it over the last few years. So we'll share more on that soon. But also we'll be announcing some more campaigns in the quite near future, which is pretty exciting, and some work specifically around how we push back against disinformation within different constituencies. So, you know, looking at, you know, the medical community and looking at people who are in the media who might be wanting more information. So, yeah, if folks want to reach out and chat about how they can be involved in that, our info at email address is a great place to reach out.
Another place is transjustice.org.au. Jackie Turner, thank you very much for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Isaac, Nevena and Paul. We just heard from the incredible Jackie from Trans Justice Project, a new group that was formed in our country this year to push back against some of that anti-trans sentiment that we're seeing, and to build a movement standing for justice, freedom and equality for all trans and gender diverse people. Stay with us. We've got Ruth Linkham, the CEO of the Banyans Healthcare. We're going to be talking Dry July and healthier habits that we can undertake. Speak soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.